The Challenge of the Yukon. It's King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the North Country, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On you, Huskies!
Gold! Gold discovered in the Yukon, a stampede to the Klondike in the greedy race for riches. Now back to the days of the gold rush when Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog King battled through storm and snow to preserve law and order as they met the challenge of the Yukon. A strong ice-flecked wind whistled in the darkness around the cabin near the outskirts of Dawson. Its fury seemed to enhance the cozy comfort of a blazing log fire that beat back the cold and threw a rosy light on Pat Daly and Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police sitting before it. At the Mountie's feet lay a huge silver-gray dog. Pat stretched comfortably and smiled at Sergeant Preston.
It's sure nice to have you here with me, Preston. These winter nights get lonely.
I couldn't think of a better place to recuperate, Pat. You're good company, as well as being the finest cook I know.
I wish they'd always give you a short rest between cases like this.
Oh?
I'd like to have you come me oftener.
Well, I'd like the rest, too, but if I have to be shot to get it, it's rather a high price to pay.
And now you're going to tell me how you got that bullet in you. You promised the whole story as soon as supper was over.
Sure, Pat. It was one of the weirdest cases I've ever had. The inspector told me the facts before I started after the criminals. Old Ben Weeks had a gold claim on the Klondike River about 40 miles from Dawson. It was a rich claim, and Ben was a hard worker. So very seldom went to Dawson, and his only friends were a couple of trappers in his territory. One day, as he went back to his cabin from his gold claim, he saw two strangers in the path before him. One was a big man with red hair and a bushy red beard. The other was a half-breed. Ben was a friendly old man, always happy to have company.
Well, good evening.
How are you?
You're strangers around here, ain't you? Can't remember seeing you before. I'm Ben Weeks.
I'm Red Wilson. And this is my partner, Chico Pete.
Howdy.
We're thinking of settling somewhere in this territory. Plan to do a little traveling.
Well, there's lots of room around here for newcomers. Ain't many trappers up in this neck of the woods.
We're going to town and get some more supplies. And maybe we can build ourselves a cabin near here.
Well, I'm going to Dawson day after tomorrow. Maybe I could bring some back for you. I got a good dog team, and I'll have some room on my sled day coming back.
Do you go to Dawson very often?
Nope. Just a few times a year.
Well, we'll see what we can do at the trading post of Moose Crossing first. If we need anything they haven't got, we'll let you know.
Would you like to go up to my cabin and have some supper?
No, thanks. We got to get going. Come on, Chico.
Well, be sure and let me know if you need anything. And drop me in after you settle.
We'll do that. We sure get that information without much trouble.
You sure him take gold to Dawson?
That's the reason he goes. He banks his gold there. Takes a load of it in four times a year.
We could go to his cabin. Get it now.
He's probably got it hidden where we'd never find it. Day after tomorrow, he'll have it all packed on the sled. We can use his dog team, too. Day after tomorrow, we'll be waiting on the Dawson Trail for him. It'll be a lot easier for us that way. Past this rug.
You kill him?
Sure. You got enough dust to make us independent for life. Get out of here, Captain. Those dogs, Chico. I'll have a look at him. I got him on the first shot. Yeah, he's done for, all right. Let's have a look at the stuff on the sled.
He's good, dog team.
Yeah. Help us get away from here. Yeah, there ain't many supplies on this sled. But here's what we're after. Bags of gold. Must be a month's work.
We go north now?
We gotta load up with food first. There's a trading post about 5 miles ahead. Now that we got plenty of money, we'll buy some good blankets and equipment and get out of these parts fast.
We very body, huh?
We ain't got time. Come on, it's almost dark. Nobody will be on the trail now. And the wolves will take care of old Ben Weeks' horse.
What? What you have? What?
Chico and Red headed for Sandy McMillan's trading post at Moose Crossing. It was dark when they reached it, and they found more than they'd expected when they entered Sandy's store. Sandy was talking to Corporal Dick Rogers of the Mounted Police. When they saw the Mountie, Red and Chico paused at the door, but it was too late to turn back.
Hello. Anything I can do for you?
Red. Yeah, we want some supplies. Come on, Chico.
I'm Corporal Rogers. You men trappers?
Yeah, we're planning to be. We're just starting north.
You want about 2 weeks' supply of food?
Yeah. And I'd like some blankets, too.
I don't remember seeing either of you around here before.
No, we came up from the south.
I thought when I heard your dog team that you were the mailman. He was due here earlier today, but he ain't showed up.
He'll be along yet, Sandy. Nelson never misses a schedule by much.
That's a dog team. But that's Nelson now.
Which way is he coming from?
He's coming from the north. The regular trail.
Hey, Sandy. Hello, Nelson.
Come on out, Rocky. We just found old Ben Weeks on the trail. He's been shot.
You found Ben Weeks shot?
Yeah. This looks like a shot for you.
Come on, Corporal. We'll get him into the back room.
Right, Sandy.
Where about
you? Yeah, them fine men you shoot.
Good.
We run away?
Quick, see if there's a lock on the back room door. Get the key for it.
I have key.
Did you notice whether there's a window in that room?
Got a small one.
We've got to get the men there and lock them in.
What? The Mountie.
You're going to have to take care of the Mountie. Glad you're coming.
I thought you were dead,
sir.
There's
no
reason. Get right in this back room. There's a guy.
Ah,
careful. He's badly hurt.
All right,
watch this door
there. You stand by the door, Chico. I'll get the Mountie out here.
We better go.
He said Ben wasn't dead. If he gets conscious, they'll know we're the ones that done it. Get by that door and lock it after the money gets out.
I don't like
it. Corporal Rogers! Corporal Rogers! Come here, quick!
What's wrong? What's the matter?
Look! Look what I found! Must have dropped out of that man's pocket when you brought him in here.
What did you find? What is it?
Hey, why did you...